Tom Moohan, a night that brings back many memories there. Talk of all sorts of successes, including 2004, which was a big year for you.
It was, Chris, you know, because it was my last season at Harps, and you know, we had fought so hard at different stages to get up, and we had so many disappointments, and that, you know, group of players, you know, stuck together, and thankfully, you know, we got the reward of winning the first division, absolutely, and to see tonight, you know, the heroes in 1974, and obviously it brings memories of the 99 Cup final as well, you know, and how close we were to that as well, you know. And but when it came to Harps first, you know, there was all this, Brendan Bradley and Jim Sheridan and Charlie Ferry, and these men were, you know, you were stepping into the footsteps of legends, you know, and they're still legends around the club.
When you just look at the roll of honour for Harps, you know, there's the Cup final.
Yes.
There's the league in 2004. There's a couple of minor trophies. So, you know, as a player, when the chance does come around to win something, you don't know if it's ever going to come again.
That's true. Like, you know, because Camure, even, you know, currently at the moment, like, you know, the professionalism in the League of Ireland, you know, and the standard, the quality of player, and it's great to see the league doing so well, and clubs, you know, clubs are thriving with the crowds that are going to games, and it's very, very competitive. You look at the Premier Division at the moment alone, it's highly competitive, like, you know, and come here, every club has to stay within their means, and, you know, Harps had have tough years too, but, you know, the club's still going and going strong, and please God, you know, get the stadium up and running, and a new era for Finn Harps as well, like, you know, and it's testament also to the many people that have, you know, financed the club over the years, the people that have worked behind the scenes. Everybody goes to a match that, you know, you see the players, but you don't see all the work that goes on behind it.
You had some great times at Harps, and when you look back, it was the big disappointment around your era was not winning the Cup.
Absolutely, like, you know, that was the big disappointment, because that group of players, you know, it was a very strong group. There was a lot of quality in the group, you know. Look at the front of the book, and you see Speakey and, you know, Paddy McGranahan, Declan Boyle, you know, fantastic players, you know, that have been at the club, and probably, you know, that's the one that got away, but you just have to get on with it.
Yeah, so Bray eventually beating you in the second replay, and a bit of controversy as well, and, you know, for many years Harps was kind of a yo-yo club.
Yeah, you know, at that time, you know, we had done very well that season as well in the Premier Division. Like, we were very, you know, it's like a hard luck story here and going back, reeling back the years, but we were very close in Europe as well, and I think, you know, if we had a good one of those two, if we had a good Europe, if we had won the Cup, you know, the club was in a really, really good place at the time. There was massive crowds coming to the games. There was good profile around the club. There was, you know, real quality players. You know, the likes of Pascal Vodequin was another player there that, you know, comes to mind. That was the calibre of player that we had, you know, at the club. And, you know, I think if either one of those, we had a good success in either one of those areas, I think it would have grown further and further, and we, you know, success obviously breeds success, but come here, that's it, that's life, and there was a big investment put into the club at the time, and it just didn't work out, you know, but it wasn't through any lack of effort of Charlie or anybody behind the scenes. There was, you know, the great backroom staff, there was a lot of, you know, things were put in place for us, like, you know, but that's football.
Yeah. So, no doubt, every weekend you're still looking out for the Harps result?
Aye, absolutely, Chris, yeah. You know, and Darren's there as manager at the moment, and I actually played with Darren at Portadown as a youth player and reserve team player, and came here, highly dedicated fella, like, you know, great knowledge of the game, and he's doing fantastic work at the moment, like, you know, at the club, and long may it continue.
Yeah. And just bring us up to speed of what exactly you're doing in the game at the moment.
Yeah, I'm head coach with the Republic of Ireland under-19s at the moment, and we're preparing for next season, so come here, it's a continuous searching of talent, and just coming from a game today up in Derry, and I'll attend the Harps under-17 game tomorrow, so come here, it's a great job, it's a privilege to manage your country, like, you know, and there's a lot of talent in the country, and there's great responsibilities come with it, but great experiences, and you know, we've a good team of underage international managers, a lot of work going on the ground, but we can't do our jobs without, you know, the people that are working at the academies, the likes of Kevin, the work he's doing here at Harps, and all the coaches that are doing the work here. That's massive, and, you know, we need more investment in that area, you know, and I know the people of Donegal have been, you know, are very good when it comes to that, like, you know, but if we if we really want to develop the game and have even better League of Ireland players, we need full-time academies, we need greater contact hours with our players, we need, you know, more full-time coaches to really catch up, you know, on the rest of Europe.
I was chatting to Kevin McHugh very recently, and we were actually talking about 2004, and at that time Harps had the first team and the Ulster Senior League team, and that was it. And now we have the underage structures, we've got the academies. I mean, it's a totally different ballgame.
It is indeed, yeah. And that's, you know, that, I suppose that's the way it was at the time. Your first team and reserve team, and but now League of Ireland's all about clubs. And the great thing about that is, you know, you've got your under 14s, under 15s, under 17s, 19s, first team. You've got girls teams, so that means you've a lot more young people connected to a League of Ireland club. You've an awful lot more families connected to League of Ireland club. So that instills a greater identity, and I think it's you know, it's a proven point that, you know, you've more people now. Not all around that, but the fact that people and families have people connected with the club, you know, there's a greater identity, and that's so important.
Tell me, just before you go, looking at the league this year, starting at the Premier Division, Shamrock Rovers defending the title again, Derry City are going to be there or thereabouts, and then after that, well, it's hard to call, because it's a little bit up and down. Waterford are in the middle of a good run at the moment. Ollie's certainly having an influence in Galway, and they're punching pretty well at the moment, but it's very competitive.
It is, you know, and as I say, there's great atmosphere at games, there's great following at games, and, you know, the quality on the pitch is very good, and that's why people keep coming back, and it must be one of the most competitive leagues in Europe at the moment. You know, and I know Shamrock Rovers have been really successful, and Dundalk prior to that as well. Obviously Cork had their successes too, but I think it's really, really good for football in the country. You know, there's a lot of clubs and areas, you know, where football is very strong, and I think it's great to see that competition, and, you know, it'll entice more people to come out to games, and it's great from my point of view too, in my role, that, you know, young players are in and around first teams, playing for first teams, because it's improving them as players, and they're playing at a really good level. But no, it's great for the league, and, you know, it's onwards and upwards.
And Damien Duff has certainly had an influence with Shells, because look where he's taken them in 3 or 4 years.
Well, Damien's obviously one of the greatest players ever played for Ireland, and one of the most high profile, and he wears his heart on his sleeve, and like, he's played Champions League, he's won major honours, Premier League, but he's, you know, a reflection of what League of Ireland football is, like, you know, and he doesn't hide it, and that's powerful.
And just turning to the First Division, the stadium project is probably more important in the short term now. It's got to that stage that Harps have to have the facilities, and even if they did get promoted, they've had enough derogations, we don't know if they'd actually get the A licence. But off the field, Murphy's doing a great job, things are progressing, but ultimately they do need better facilities.
Well, that's, you know, and I suppose it's the same for a lot of clubs in the league, Chris, like, you know, and our league, you know, deserves better facilities, like, you know, and like, Finn Harps is a very strong football county, and I know Darren referenced it in there about, you know, the pull of being connected with the Donegal club, and, you know, the support, and I know obviously when I was here there was a great connection between players and fans. You know, we enjoyed journeys together, we suffered together, but they always backed us, like, you know, and, you know, Finn Harps supporters obviously deserve, you know, brilliant facilities, everybody involved with the club, and that's a given around the country, and I think that's our next step, like, you know, to get those facilities, stadiums, training grounds, and the game has massive potential in this country.
So in a nutshell, you're pretty upbeat about the next 5-10 years for the domestic game here.
Yeah, absolutely, but it's so important that we build on where we currently are at the moment, like, you know, and I know Mark Scanlon, you know, director of the League of Ireland, and he has a strong team working around him as well, and doing things very diligently and professionally, like, you know, and, you know, has a real hunger to drive the league on, and we just, you know, we need support, we need more funding, you know, and we need more big companies to get behind us, because the league is definitely, you know, it's in a good place, like, you know, and obviously, you know, we need funding from every aspect, from government, from everywhere, like, you know, because I do know from the experiences around Europe, like, you know, that it's a hard battle when you see what other countries have compared to us. And I know if we can get what they have, what we can produce, because we have brilliant coaches, we have brilliant footballers, we have brilliant administrators,